Rancher conservationist William Simpson articulates a brilliant argument for herding wild horses out of places where they are not wanted up into mountain wilderness areas. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.
Some endangered and threatened species of flora that are complex grazers, stomachs like cows and sheep have complex stomachs, so they're really good digesters. They digest virtually all the seeds they consume, and so you can't put them into these areas because they'll strip off the native flora, whereas horses are monogastric digesters. They have one stomach, so they basically poop out 90% of all the seeds they consume because they're incomplete digesters. So you put them up in the mountains, and not only do they maintain the fuel load in the forest and wilderness areas to a nominal level, but they concurrently reseed it, which is ideal because that helps control erosion. So you minimize fire, you maintain the natural evolutionary reseeding. It's a plan that works for everybody. It works for the taxpayer, works for the ranchers. You move the horses out of the HMAs, you get all kinds of new grazing available that can be given over to the ranching industry for production on lands that are obviously best suited for livestock production. And concurrently, the horses then can be rewilded into areas where they're no longer a problem. The predators control population, reduce fire, they go back into their role as reseeders. Everything works properly again.
Bill used the term HMA, and that means herd management areas. And by the way, he's got a herd of wild horses ranging on his mountain ranch. Successfully. Produced by the Ag Information Network.